Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Zayin Amud Aleph. We are four lines on top. So, my o eno de ka'amar, a little bit of the middle of the sugya over here. The Gemara had discussed that the Tana had an original thought which made it necessary for him to learn from the psukim b'chol mosh vaseichim that anything that the Beis Din imposes in execution would not override Shabbos, since that initial thought that the execution of Red Shabbos was based on a Kal Vachomer, it's specific to this case that you're not able to learn from there as a general rule that a mitzvah's essay would be able to doche a los essay sheyesh bakaris, and therefore the Gemara has rejected that we needed this limud to teach me specifically. Again, we're wondering this whole time, was trying to figure out why is it that we needed another pasuk to teach me that the erva of a wife and her sister, if two brothers marry two sisters and that brother dies, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're not able to do yibum with that second sister? It's possibly not able to do even with that second sister because she's an erva. So the Gemara was rejected this suggestion. So now the Gemara just points out just what exactly was in the brace over here. Umay eno o eno de ka'amar. When the Tana over here said, we suggested that maybe you're able to carry out an execution on Shabbos. And we said because, and then this Tana suggests on the other side of this, umay eno o eno de ka'amar, that you could take the other side of this. So to explain that it's specifically on a weekday, but not the Shabbos. Since we explained that there's a Kal Vachomer which teaches you that to be able to execute someone on Shabbos would override Shabbos, what's the basis for the rejection of that? So Gemara says Halchi Kamar. This is what the Tana is saying. Kvuras meis mitzvah tochiach, that we could bring an example from a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is somebody who has no one to take an abandoned dead body that nobody could take care of, and we could say through a Kal Vachomer that we could say that the Kal Vachomer is incorrect. Why? Because meis mitzvah is doches avoda for burial of a meis mitzvah. We know is doches avoda ve'en doches a Shabbos. Yet it does not override Shabbos. That it can be overriding every mitzvah, is saying, including avoda, but does not override the iser of Shabbos. So too, I can argue that even though execution overrides the avoda, still it would not override Shabbos, and the Kal Vachomer has now been rejected. So therefore, that was the ma'enu inyan that we're saying. So the Gemara says, ha'da'amar, so then Tana responded, kivuras meis mitzvah tidcha Shabbos, that the burial of a dead body, which does nobody to take care of it, should override Shabbos, mekal vachomer, based on the Kal Vachomer. Uma avoda, just like avoda shidocha Shabbos, which is more chomer than override Shabbos, like we said, the korbanos tibor, and the korban Shabbos, and the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, or any day which falls out on Shabbos, would be able to be docha Shabbos. You do shchita, you do laktara, light and fire, all those things are docha Shabbos. Kvuras meis mitzvah docha osa, yet the taking care of a dead body, which nobody has to take care of it, that would override the mitzvah of the mitzvah of korbanos. Mi la'achoso, that is derived from the psukim of la'achoso. This is the case when the Sifri learns this from a case of a nazir who's usher to be metame himself. The pasuk says, la'aviv v'limo, la'achiv la'achoso, lo itama. So if I already know la'aviv, if I already learned that from his father, it's usher for him to become tameis. And then obviously I know that his sister and the other examples that we had over there are going to also be somebody which is usher for him to come tamei to. So therefore, from the achiv we learn something else. But from the phrase of la'achoso, we learn that even if a nazir is on his way to do a korban pesach, he would not be metame himself to take care of his sister to go to his sister levaya. However, he would metame himself for the sake of a meis mitzvah. That's what we learn in a few places in Shas. That's what we learn from that drasha. So we see that a meis mitzvah is docha even the korban pesach or any other avoda as well. So that would be included in that as well. So then Shabbos shenichem neavodas, and the Shabbos which were more lenient and is overrided by avoda, like we just said, because you do karbanos on Shabbos. So eino din should take kvuras meis mitzvah docha. So wouldn't it be logical that the burial of a corpse that has nobody to take care of it should override this case? And if this Kal Vachomer is true, then the original Kal Vachomer also stands that the execution would override the avoda. It should be also overriding Shabbos. And to that response, the Tana had to conclude, Tamalomar lo sevaro. That's what we need. The pasuk says, lo sevaro eish b'chol mosh vaseich of yom haShabbos, to teach you that it's teaching you that executions are not permitted to be performed on Shabbos. That's why I need a special pasuk. So we see from over here, though, that when you have the Beis Din is supposed to carry out execution on Shabbos, that is not based on the concept of a mitzvah's essay docha los essay sheish bakar. It's rather through the Kal Vachomer, and then we're back to the square one, that at the end of the day, that we don't have a source for a mitzvah's essay is docha los essay. So the Gemara now says, so the Gemara says, "Umayi desalik adaita meikar." So just clarifying what the Tana says. So what was the original understanding of the Braisa? What we originally thought, the Tana is learning over here that an essay is doche velos asei, even a malach on Shabbos, which is an iser karis, ma eino under the kamar. When we responded, or this is not so, what was the Tana really saying? What would be the counter argument to that original havamina? Why would we say that it should be doche? Since we know this essay doche velos asei, which only regards to titis and shatnes, why should it not override Shabbos? Why should we respond to that? So the Gemara says, halchi kamar, this is what the Tana meant to say. Ma ani mekayem mechalem osimas. What do I mekayem when it says on Shabbos that someone who violates Shabbos should be chayev misa? B'shar malachos chutz mimisas beistin. This is regards to all other malachos besides when beistin is performing an execution. Aval misas beistin dache Shabbos. I would say that if the beistin has to carry an execution, that would override Shabbos because the principle of carrying out a mitzvah saseh should override a lav of Shabbos. And Hadar Amar, so the Tana then responded to that, Ema darmina dase ase de losase greda. Losase sheish bakaris, mishamas le tadache. No, but when do I say that mitzvah ase is overriding a losase only with regards to a regular lav? However, a losase, which is more chamer than has an iser karis carried out with it, so that would not, we not say a mitzvah ase to override Shabbos, like we know. Kilai matitis, and Metzorah, the violation of ruining the Negat Saras and Amila, those things are a regular standard lav, which is Chayiv Malkos. But where you're Chayiv even more Chamer than Malkos, or Chayiv even Karis, where do I know that a mitzvah essay would override it? So then why then should we assume that execution should be overriding the din of Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Hadar, so that's the Kasha over here, that's what we say. So the Gemara says, so Hadar Amar, so then we respond to that point, that Hadar Amar, we respond to that point, Atu Ase, the rule that we said that a mitzvah asay has the ability to override a lav, a prohibition, lav los asay chomer minay. Is it not that it's more, what is more severe? What's more chomer? An asay or los asay? So Gemara is trying to bring a raya. We know that someone who violates a los asay is chayv malkos, whereas someone who violates an asay, doesn't do an asay, he's not chayv malkos. Maybe he'll be chayv a korban ola, so we just learned in the korban so that we just learned about in Vayikra, but he's not going to be chayv malkos. So we see that it's what's more severe, the punishment of getting lashes. Because asir delochas, yet we see that a positive commandment has the ability to override this punishment of malkos. So therefore, this reason we're assuming that the fact that a person is able to do a mitzvah saseh, which is more chamari, that's going to be something which is going, despite the fact that it carries out a greater penalty, it's still able to override it. Mali chumra zuta, mali chumra rabba. So what does it matter if it's a small lav, like the severity of getting malkos, which obviously is a great penalty, and that is something which is chamar, and what does it matter if it's something that's chumra rabba, something that's positive, which is even stronger, which has is sarkaris? At the end of the day, why should it matter? Since the end of the day, malkos is something which is very chamar, so what does it matter if it's a prohibition of malkos, or it's a prohibition of karis? So therefore, there we have to learn Talmud Lomar Lo Siva Aru. So then, therefore, the Tana has to respond to the argument by saying that you shall not light a flame b'chol moshe zeichem yom Shabbos, and teaching you that karis, the iser karis on Shabbos is not taken care of, meaning you're not able to do a mitzvah saseh in order to violate a mitzvah lav sheyesh bo karis. And that was the original understanding of the Braisa. Anyway, we end up rejecting this whole understanding of the Braisa because we say that this is learned out through a kal v'chomer and not through the concept of a mitzvah essay is able to doche a lav sheyesh bo karis. And therefore, we have no source for the concept that a mitzvah essay can override an iser karis. And therefore, we don't have any explanation why we learn out, again, why two sisters, Achos Ishto, is going to have a havamina that would be mutter to do yibum. There's an iser karis there. And at the end of the day, why should it assume that we should have an iser karis? So basically, that was concluding the point of the Gemara right now, that when it comes to mitzvah essay doche los essay, that was basically the last blot and a half that we had, two blot even more, that we were discussing this. So we have basically, we tried to ask that a mitzvah essay would override a standard lav. That's what we learned out from Klein Batitis. However, we got the Shatnez Batitis. And then we tried to learn that maybe a mitzvah essay would override a iser karis. We learned it out from, we had three possible sources for this suggestion. We suggested maybe that a mitzvah essay would be able to do it. We tried learning out from the case of Kibbutz Avim for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash or Mishkan in the Torah, and also for what we just had now. We just finished off the idea of of being able to the based in being able to execute somebody on Shabbos. All those suggestions were rejected. So then, if you just remember, based on Rashi, many of you disagreed, but we gave a nice shot on Rashi before, that according to Rashi, the vital maskana would that be that a mitzvah asay that is not able to be, you can't, there's no other way to do it. You can't circumvent doing that mitzvah. Where the only way to do it, that was the case of like Kibbutz Aveim, in those examples, where the only way to do the mitzvah is when they tell you to do something specific, that would able, according to the Maskana of Rashi, that would actually able to be overriding even a mitzvah says, lo sa'aseh she'yesh bo karis. The reason the mitzvah of Yubim does not override karis, because the Gemara's rejection was that it can be circumvented by doing another mitzvah. What other mitzvah? Meaning I could do chalitza instead. There is another way to be mekayim the mitzvah. Again, many Rishonim disagreed. Rabban and all the other Rishonim didn't like that pshat in Rashi, but that was Rashi's pshat in the maskana of the Gemara, and therefore we've rejected this. That was the maskana according to Rashi. So it comes out, if you have a mitzvah say that there's no other way to fulfill it only by violating a law that yesh bakaris, that could be it'd be chayav to do the mitzvah say according to Rashi. So now we've just we're trying to learn out again a different approach. Why it is do I need that the limud of two sisters being pater from Yibum? Why don't just to learn out that it's a law sheish bakaris and it's not chayav? So the Gemara says. And then again, even according to Rashi, this would be a question because you could do chalitza, so it's pashut. I don't need to do yibum, and therefore I should have no chiyuv to do yibum, and there should be no limud to teach me why I need to do yibum. So therefore, the Gemara says ela itzrach because it's necessary to have the exclusion specifically that limud of the gzera shava. Because salka day techamina, I would have thought to have a high eishes ach davar shaya bechlal. We're going to do a few of the inyanim of Rabbi Shmuel. So it's good to Chazar and Rabbi Shmuel. So when you learn Rabbi Shmuel well, you're able to learn a lot of the Gemaras. Here also, we have Davar Shah Bechlal. I would have thought that an Eshet Ach is Davar Shah Bechlal, as Rashi points out. That pasuk, which is saying anybody who violates any of these ervas, who has relations with any of these ervas, tries to marry any of these ervas, they're going to be chayav karis. So klal bechol arayas karis. So we learn that there's a davar bechlal that all the arayas are chayav karis. V'yatzam in a kol lamed, and it was singled out to teach a new halacha that for the purpose of yibum, that maybe that when the case of eishes ach is going to be that lo lamed al tzuyatzam. It's not just for the case of eishes ach that the iser erev of eishes ach is now mutter. Again, eishes ach is also an iser karis. Yet the Torah went out of its way to teach you that for the purposes of yibum, it's mutter and even a mitzvah for the brother to marry that lady, marry the former wife of his brother. So the Gemara is saying it's not just for that halacha, rather alamed ala klal kulayata, rather it's teaching you that this halacha is the entire general category, and the entire general category is that all cases of an erva should be butter in the case of Yibin. That's what I would have thought. So the Gemara now just, Gitesanya, where do we learn this concept of a davar shabichlal v'yatzim naklal? I mean, so the Gemara is going to give an example. Tesanah shabichlal v'yatzim naklal. Where do I know that something was a general rule and then singled out? So Ketan, how does this principle work? V'anefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlamim v'tumaso elav. A person who eats from the shlamim is going to, in a case where he's going to have this tumah, meaning that he's tameh while he eats the zavar shabbos shemach. So the hanshin chavosik v'tumah lazim nechos ha'nefesh yimei ameah. The pasuk says that you're going to be chayev karis. Now, why does the pasuk have to go out of its way to teach me that by shlamim, that at the end of the day shlamim is going to be chayev karis? I already know that. V'lama yatsu. I already know that from the pasukim that discuss the korbanos that you eat it in a state of tuma, that it's going to be chayev karis. Why does the pasuk have an additional limud by shlamim? So therefore, why is it necessary for shlamim to be singled out? Lama yatsu lahakish aleiav demalacha to compare these halachas of shlamim to tell you that just as mash shlamim chadim kachem is beach, this is shlamim distinguished. In fact, that their kachem is beach, they're supposed to be brought on as a korban on the mizbeach itself, and one who eats them is chayev kares. Av kol kachim mizbeach. So too, all kachim are going to be this penalty is going to be chayev for all kachim that are on the mizbeach. Yachu kachim bedek abayis. Excluded, therefore, are animals that are you gave to bedek abayis. If you gave the bedek abayis, that was just you made it kadosh for the purpose of being sold in order to raise funds for the basement. Mikdash. One who eats those animals while he's tummy is not going to be chayev kares. That was the davar sheyatzah bichlal v'yatzah minakal olamed alay atzmi yatzah. Not just to teach you the halacha shlamim by all other korbanos, and that's only by all other korbanos in bishayef too, but not something which is only kache bet hakabayis. That was singled out to teach you that halacha would not apply to the bet hakabayis, only to actual other korbanos. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that this how could be applied in our case. Hachanami with regards to our case, ha eishes ach bichlal kol arayis haisa. Now we know the brother's wife is in the general category of all the arayos, but lama yatzah. So why was it singled out with regards to Yibum to tell you that it's mutter with Yibum? My ish is af sharia. So just like a brother's wife, which is an isra erva generally. So then I would have thought, af kolorayos nami sharia, and the all two arayos are going to be permitted for the purposes of Yibum. We might have applied this reasoning and said that a wife's sister, and amongst other arayos, would also be fit for Yibum. I would have had a havamina to teach you that she is mutter in the case of Yibum. So therefore, the pasuk has to come specifically to exclude them. So the Gemara says that no, this isn't the classic case of Davar Shemayano v'yatzim and Akal Olamayin Alasiyatzu Elam Kal Kiyat. So that's not a good example. Why? Because Midami, these cases of Yibum and the case of Shlomo they tried to bring are not similar in the cases. Why not? Hasam Klal be'Isser Uprat be'Isser. There, the general category and is singled out with an Isser. Meaning the Torah tells us that the general case of someone who eats the kachim is while his tummy is going to be chayav karis, and then it went out of its way to teach you the case of shlamim. That would be something as a prototypical example of this category. So why would it repeating the same halacha? So therefore, I learn out that it's not just repeating a halacha; it's teaching you the same. It's teaching you this halacha. This categorically is going to be mut aser in all the cases that are kachim is beach. But it's a kachim is bedoy. It's going to be mutter. However, halacha this case is different because it's klal beisr frat beheter. Here, the general category deals with the prohibition, but it has the case which is singled out with the case with leheter. That we learn out in this case over here, when it comes to Yibum, they're all the Arayos, and then this case was singled out Leheter. We don't necessarily learn out when it's singled out Leheter that it's going to be the general category. It's a different limud, and therefore it's not considered Davar Shebechlav Yatzim Nakal Elam Yatzim 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 Yatzim. This is a different halacha. Haldami Elo Davar Shebechlav Yatzim 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 Yatzim. No, this is going to be more comparable to the case, another case that we know, Rabbi Shmuel. We have a concept of Davar Shebechlav Yatzim 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 Yatzim. That when you have something which is in the general rule, and then you can't say that this, and it was singled out, and you can't learn from here to the regular halacha that's in the general rule, unless the Torah explicitly goes back and does in fact do that. That's what we're learning from over here, that when the pasuk says a certain halacha, and then something comes out of it, and it's a davar chiddush, so then the Gemara telling you that this would apply, this would not be able to learn out for the rest of the cases. Desana, and then I was going to give an example to teach you how does this principle work. Davar shabiyachla v'yatzim netan v'chadash yata yarashay la'achzir l'chalo ad shechzor l'cha kata b'feirash. So now, something was generally included in the general category, but then was singled out with a new halacha. You're not allowed to learn the halachas to learn it back to the general category, unless the Torah itself explicitly does so. How does that work? Kate said, how does this work? The pasuk in regards to this case is referring to a matora. When he is healed from his tzara'as, so then we learn from here that his purification is included in bringing three different karmanos. What karmanos bring? Chatas, an ola, and an asham. So there, this is referring to one of those which he brings as an asham. So then the pasuk says that b'makom asher yishchat hachadash, the v'shachat hakeves b'makom asher yishchat hachadash v'sa'ola b'makom hakodesh, that where you shechted the asham is where you should also shecht the chatas and the ola in makom kodesh. Ki chatas ha'asham hu la'kohen, because the pasuk continues, for the asham is like a chatas of the kohen. Asham, it has the same halachas as a chatas. That's what the Torah is telling you. So now it shouldn't teach you that it should have said kichatas ha'asham hu, that it should have said kedina chatas kein din ha'asham zeh. Rashi says umatamalamar kichatas ha'asham. What does it mean when the Torah says by saying that asham is like a chatas? Meaning at the end of the day, I would have said that the asham is the shchita is b'tzafon. Look for nemar bar. Rashi says v'shachat es akeves b'makom asher yishchat es chatas. So then, if I know that halacha, so then why should I teach it? If it's for matam damim, I already know that it's like a regular asham, which is zosar asham. We know the halacha is where you're doing, where you sprinkle the blood. So what in the world is this pasuk coming to teach you? Since a masorat asham was singled out with a new halacha, the pasuk says that you have to sprinkle the blood of asham on a masorah, specifically on his thumb, on his big toe, right? So you have to put it on his hand, his thumb, and his big toe of the masorah. That specifically halacha is only, it's only by an asham masorah. The other asham ilos, asham shifra charufa, asham nazir, asham masorah, all the other halachas of ashamas don't have this halacha. So that's bidvar chadash, that the pasuk went out of its way to teach you bidvar chadash. I might have thought that unlike other ashamas, the matzora's asham does not require the sprinkling or the normal burning of the emurim, the parts that you have to bring on the mizbeach. I would have thought it's not subject to that halacha because of this principle. The davar shayav echlal, that this was like a regular case of ashamas, the case of an asham matzora. It's like all the other five other ashamas, there's six ashamas total. It's like the other five ashamas, and it's yotza bidvar chadash. There's a new halacha here. You have to sprinkle the blood on the finger, on the big toe, and on the hand on the thumb of the mitzvah. So I would have said, you can't learn the same halachas of the asham mitzvah anymore. None of the halachas of the asham mitzvah necessarily going to be the same to the halacha of regular ashamos. So therefore, the Torah, turning on to the next someone on Zion Beis now, has to tell you, tamad lomar kichatas ha'asham hu. The pasuk has to teach you that And Betzora's Asham is like the case of a Chatas, meaning that Ma Chatas Te'una Matam Damim Ve'morim Legam Mizbeach, just as a Chatas requires blood application on the parts of the Mizbeach, so Af Asham Tam Matam Damim Ve'morim Legam Mizbeach, so to the Betzora's Asham requires applying the blood, the part of the blood and the Emurim, the parts that you need to bring up on the Mizbeach, as do other Ashamas. So this is the classic example of a Davar Shabichlal V'yatzim Noron Chadash Yata Yachlal Lechzirim Moshosh Ad Shivana Kaduv. The Pasuk actually does go back and teaches you Ki Chatas Ashamu, that the halacha should be that this Asham is like the category of other ashamas. So therefore, the Gemara now says, how does it relate to Yibum? V'ilo ahadre kra, hava mina. Now, if regards to the case of a Matoris Asham, the Pasuk didn't go back, l'maid nafik nafik, for which the purpose is it was singled out. It was singled out, those halachas should be, l'maid lo nafik, for the purpose is not singled out, it would not be singled out, meaning that only the halachas that are explicitly stated in Matoris Asham are required, but all other halachas that going back to the other categories would not be applied, again, because this is the exact example we mentioned a few times already, that this is davar she'atzo b'klal, until the Torah goes back and says, it's like other ashamos, which it does, it says, kechatas asham hu. If it didn't do that, I would have thought that it's fundamentally different than all other cases of ashamos. So therefore, the Gemara says, now going back to the case of Yibum, Hachanami, Havamina, here too with regards to Yibum, even if the Torah had not said, excluded a wife's sister from Yibum, I would have said that Eishes Ach to Ishtra, the brother's wife, which was has a specific heter for the purposes of Yibum, Ishtra Eishara Rayos Lo, that only for the halachas of the Eishes Ach it's going to be permitted, but because it's Davar Shia Bechlal, V'yatzim Nakal Amin, it's Lo Yatzal Akal Amin Kala. You can't learn it back to all the other Isurim of Arayos, because there is no other pasuk which tells you that it should be put it back in the category, so it's not fundamentally similar to the case of Davar Shia Bechlal, Yatzal Nakal. And therefore, I wouldn't have learned from there that there should be a possibility of being able to marry two sisters in order to Yibum. So again, we're back to the case of wondering why should it be that Eishes Ach is that Eishes Achos is going to be have a Havamina that it should be permitted by Yibum. Why do I need a Pasuk? Tell me that it's Pasuk that it should be Aser. Now the question is, Ella, now if the Torah had not excluded the wife's sister from Yibum, Sagadei Chamina Tesev Mamatina Eishes Ach. So now there we have given another explanation. Because I would have learned a Mamatina. It's a Shaila. Rashi learns out many times that Mamatina is a Binyan Ab. Mamatina is you take the common denominator for two different halachas, and you're able to learn from the common denominators a halacha that should apply the commonality between them. So what is here? I would have said Mamatina Eishes Ach that through a comparison case from the brother's wife, who is not is an erva. She's fundamentally an erva, and she's usher to be ma'ama. She could do yibum with her husband if he dies childless. So too, so too, a wife's sister also who married one's brother may be able to be taken yibum. So the Gemara said, why? How can you learn the case of the common case where you're taking the common ground? Midami, if there's a chumra, if there's a side that's more chumra in one or the other, you can't learn out the mematino, use the common properties between two. And here also you have one. Hasam chad isur there, in the case of a brother's wife, all your uprooting is the eishes ach isur, which is one erev in the Torah. Hachatrei isur, here, there is two isurim that rights that you're violating. Violating the fact that she was her brother's wife, and that it's the wife's sister, and therefore, I cannot learn from the mematino. So the Gemara responds, no, Mazasim, I would have said, no, Halav Ishtari Ishtari. Since the brother's wife's Isser has been lifted, and therefore I would have thought maybe that we would Nachamal to uproot another lav is not such a chumra thing, that would be okay. Now the Gemara is going to relate, where do I know this principle, Halav Ishtari Ishtari? So the Gemara says, Umina Timah de Armina Halav Ishtari Ishtari, where do I learn that there's a principle of Halav Ishtari Ishtari? The Sanya, because we learned in a Braisa. We should give a hakdam over here. With Mitzorah Shechal Shmini Shal Be'er Pesach, V'ra'o Keri Be'el Yom, just say the whole case. V'talvel, so if in a case where Amru Chachamim, Alpi She'enu Talvel Arech Nidas, Zen Yechtas. Okay, what exactly is going on over here? Let's first give a hakdam. So now, one of the Isurim of a Mitzorah is that a person from Mitzorah has to go Michutz L'Machadeh. He has to go Michutz L'Machadeh, and he has to go into Bidud Badad Yeshuv. That's a whole thing that we're bringing down in the time of Corona. We're all like Mitzorahs, we're saying, well, let's not get that for now. That we're going to Bidud, he has to go Badad Yishkon, he has to be in the camp by himself, and he has to leave the Machaneh. So in the times of the Midbar Sinai, so then there was three different Machaneh. There was Machaneh Shechina, Machaneh Leviyah, Machaneh Yisrael. The Machaneh Shechina was where the Mishkan was. Machaneh Leviyah was right outside of that. And the Machaneh Yisrael was the area where all of Klal Yisrael was. He had to go through, out of all three Machanos, the Mitzorah had to leave. So now, the corresponding to those machanos were machanos in the Beis HaMikdash. During the time of the Beis HaMikdash itself, the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash was called the Machaneh Shechina. So the Har HaBayis was the Machaneh Leviyah. And Yerushalayim, the whole city of Yerushalayim, where the walls of the old city had gone to, that was the Machaneh Yisrael. So in Mitzorah, would have to leave even all outside of all of Yerushalayim. Once the Tzaras is healed, the Matzora is begin his purification process, then he has the Shiva Nikim, he has the 7 days, the Shiva Yamim, where he is beginning his period of waiting. At that point, he's mutter to be entering Machaneh Yisrael. He's able to enter the area of Yerushalayim. And on the 7th day, he goes in a mikvah. On the 8th day, he has the final thing he has to bring the Chatas to Ola Na'asham. And he also has to be, he has to come to bring those korbanos, and then he's not going to have his too many more. So on the 8th day, before he brings his karbanas, he's what's called a mechusar kippurim. He is lacking atonement because he didn't bring his karbanas yet. Someone who's a mechusar kippurim is not allowed to enter the Machane Leviyah. He's not allowed to the Machane Leviyah, which would be, he is allowed to go to Machane Leviyah. He's allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to go to Har HaBayis, but he's not allowed to enter Machane Shechina, where is the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. He's not allowed to enter the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. After he brings the Karbanos, then he'd be allowed to enter. So what does he do? How does he bring the Karbanos? So the last stage on the eighth day, he goes to Shar Niknor, which was on the Shar Mizrach, on the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash, and then he goes into where the Ezra's Nashim was, the outer area of Shar Niknor, and from there, the area of Shar Niknor is only with Machane Leviyah, and then not, it doesn't have the Machane Shechina, and therefore he's able to stand in the doorway and complete his process. He stands there because the pasuk says that he has to be Lifnei Hashem. That's why he has to do this whole shayla. How does he do this? Gemara learns this out in Nazir. These all these limud I'm telling you, and therefore it's only complete when he does this. He has to stand outside the Shar Niknor to that area and. With his body, and there from there he stands on the outside of the gate and he extends his body kilu into the chater and the width of the gate, and this price is teaching you on the eighth day that is going to be mitzvah. So now what happens if this happened on the eighth day? Mitzvah shachal shmini of Erev Pesach. This happened on Erev Pesach. So far there's no problem. It's fine. Erev Pesach, he's going to be able to do the korban Pesach after he brings his korbanos also. However, what happened was there's the problem. Vira kari babayom. He saw a seeming omission. If somebody is roa kari, somebody who sees a carry, the halacha is he is not allowed to be even midaraisa. He's not allowed to be Machane Leviyah, so he's not allowed anywhere on the Har HaBayis. So he has to go to the mikvah and wait till nighttime to be able to go onto Har HaBayis. All the while that he doesn't go, that his day hasn't been completed yet, he is what's called a tful yom. He's lacking. The only thing that's missing is the end of his daytime. Now, if he went to the mikvah, v'tavel, so if he goes to the mikvah that same day, he's what we just mentioned. He's going to be a tful yom. So a tful yom is going to be. If he's a tful yom, he is still going to be tameh until nighttime. He's not allowed to go to the Har HaBayis. He's not allowed to go anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash. So the problem is that in our case, in our example though, if he's not able to go into the Har HaBayis, then he's not able to go to Shar Niknor, which is on Har HaBayis, it's in the Machane Leviyah. And if he's able to not do that, he's not able to do the Karban Pesach, which is in Isser Kares. So he's not able to do the Karban Pesach. So what do you do? Are you able to go to Shar Niknor? It's an Isser, maybe Daraisa to go there, and yet you have to bring the Karbanos. So you need to bring the Karbanos, which is an essay to bring the, well, not necessarily an essay here in this case, but it's enabling you to do the mitzvah. So the guys, the Gemara, Amr Chachamim, Avu Pisha Ein Tvul Yom Nichnas. Although no other person who's a Tvul Yom normally is allowed to go into the Machane Leviyah, to the Shar Niknor, where we normally, the Matur is allowed to go, Zeh Nichnas, this one is allowed to come in and bring his Korban Pesach. Because the only way to complete your purification of Tzaras is to bring your Karbanos. So you have to go on the Har HaBayis in this case. Now, mutav shevo esse sheish bakar is the Gemara gives a svara, because it's preferable to do a mitzvah essay, which is, that you should be able to do the mitzvah essay that has attached to it, the Isser Karis, if you don't do it, the Hainu Korban Pesach. If you don't do the Korban Pesach, there's only two mitzvahs in the Torah, that if you don't do the Mirchai of Karis, one is Bris Mila, the other one is Korban Pesach. And it should be yidcha esse sheim bakaris, and it should override the mitzvah essay, which does not have an Isser Karis. What's the, and Isser essay is the mitzvah of Vishalchu ben Amachane. Vishalch Menachan is not an Isser Daraisa, rather it's a mitzvah saseh to remove anybody who's tameh and it doesn't have karis. Rashi says, "Ein ba karis, she'ein anosh karis ela al bias azara." The only time that you're going to be chayav going to the azara, the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash, the azara, that's going to be, if it's a chatzar, I think it's the azara the whole time. If coming to the azara is machane shechina, that's an Isser Daraisa. However, this is just a mitzvah to avoid having him come in, so it's better he should come to Shar Niknor, and he should be able to, put in his foot, and his bon yadav, and his thumb, in order to be metar for mitzora, and therefore he can be bring his, he can send through shlichas his pischal azara, and that night time you'll be able to eat it, and you'll be able to eat the korban pesach. So as we see from over here that the case over here would be an example of hoyva ishter ishter. We're going to see in a moment. The Gemara just has a put this in parentheses now. Just has a side point on Rabbi Yochanan. Bam Rabbi Yochanan, davar Torah filu asay leispa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that if by and then dinner raisa, even a mitzvah asay with regards to tefillah yom entering the Beis HaMikdash is not even an iser. It's only an iser derabanan. According to him, it's only an iser derabanan that a baal keri is going to be an iser deraisa. But once he goes to the mikvah and he's a tefillah yom, he's no longer chayav even mid deraisa to avoid going into the Machane Leviyah, which would be the Har HaBayis. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, "Vayavod Yehoshpat v'kal Yehuda lefnei chatzar chadasha." So the Yehoshpat was the king of Yehuda. The moment of time of Yehuda, when the Ammon and the Moab were coming and Seir are coming, Yehoshpat gathered the people of Yerushalayim to daven for Yeshua. On this day, the Yidden, they went to a mikvah, and even though they had carry and they'd been tamei, and they went to a mikvah. So my chatzar chadasha, what does it mean that they had a new courtyard? What new was here? It's basically it's not new. So it's like Mar, we have a drasha. Amar Yochanan, drasha Yochanan said shechitshu badvarim v'amr tvoyom leikanas machan v'via. It's a din derabanan that a tvoyom is not allowed to enter into the entire Har HaBayis, and therefore there is an iser on a din derabanan, but not even a level of derabanan. So this is what we just see over here. That Rabbi Yochanan would disagree with the Tana. Look, either way, that is to put that in parentheses. So going back to the point over here, so the Gemara is just pointing out that we see that whole of the ishtara is a concept that we're about to see. That the Brisa is teaching you that Matzora, who's a Tvuyom, since he's a Matzora, he was allowed to go into the Shar Niknor, which normally is not supposed to be going, but since you have to do it to bring your Kamanos, so then, since even according to the Tanu holds that there's a Seda Reisa to prevent a Balkari from going, but since he's allowed to go as a Matzora, even as a Balkari who's a Tvuyom, he's not allowed to go. V'yomar Ula Matam, what is the reasoning? Ula says, what is the reasoning that is permitted? Ho'el v'huta la'tzaras, so since it's permitted for him to enter the parts of his body to come in for saras, huta l'kiro, so too is permitted for the purposes of the fact that he has a seminal mission, and therefore we're going to apply the principle of ho'el v'ishtra ishtra. Then again, on the eighth day, since you need the kapara, so that was mutter for you. We waived the restrictions of a matzora going in as into that area, which normally you're not allowed to go in. So since you do that for the iser of matzora, we allow you to do it also for the purposes of the case with regards to a balkari. So here too, in the case of Yibum, we would have reasoned that the Torah would tell you when it comes to Eishes Ach, it's permitted, since Eishes Ach is permitted, so too, even Achos Ishto, the sister, which is Nachan Isser, just like we have over here, Nachan Isser of the Isser Dereisa of a balkari, according to Tana, coming into the Har HaBayis, so too this should be Mutter. So now, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with me, Damil Ula, end of Zayin HaBayis, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's Daf.